Super-duper-doo, how are you and do you love to weigh yourself? I'm in the bathroom and Clement's just been fighting World Championship, World Cup in Russia, and he takes the scales with him because he has to make weight. So now the scales are back in the bathroom because he uses these scales to make sure that he's the right weight for his weight division for fighting. Who cares? I'm sharing this with you because these things, this set of scales, surprisingly still screws up a lot of people's lives. If you weigh yourself, if you're having a great day and you feel fantastic, you've got a stack of energy, you're enjoying your family, life is really good, and you think you should weigh a certain weight, and then you stand on the scales and you are a kilo, 2 kilos, 5 kilos, whatever it is, and you think you're too heavy, does it screw up your day? Now, there's a bit really big difference in headspace for I've got to make weight for fighting, or I've got to make weight because I'm a jockey, or I've got to make weight for my sport, versus I think I need to weigh a certain weight to feel good. I need to weigh a certain weight. I don't even know where the number comes from. And I'm sharing it with you because I'm putting the scales away in the bathroom, but I don't care how much I weigh. Now, you may, a lot of people do, I get that. But I'm sharing this with you because as an old lady, I'm very aware of how irrelevant how much I weigh is to the way I look, and how irrelevant how much I weigh is to my health, except that I don't want to lose weight, because that's one of the really big things that people talk about, isn't it? I need to lose weight. Do you? And I always share this. I'm really passionate about this. Water's really heavy, but if you dehydrate, you feel terrible. Bones are really heavy. You want them to be as heavy as possible because you don't want to get osteoporosis, bone thinning disease. So you want them to be very heavy. I don't want to lose weight from my bones. I'm an old lady. I don't want osteoporosis. And I don't want to lose weight from muscle because muscle is the engine of my body. So if I lose weight from muscle, I have a slower metabolism. I get weak and frail. I can't do all the things that I want to do. I can't eat as much food as I want to. I don't want to lose weight from muscle. So when I stand on the scales, all that number is telling me is that's my overall weight. Now, I don't weigh very much from my hair because I haven't got very much hair. But I want my bones to be heavy. I want my muscles to be heavy. I want my body to be fully hydrated so I feel good. And I just always use that as a side note. If you ask elite athletes that have to make weight, they dehydrate the last bit to try and get the exact right weight. You don't feel very good when you're dehydrated. Your brain needs fluid. Your body needs the circulation of blood flow, nutrients, oxygen in your blood flow to make sure that you feel good. So if you're dehydrated, everything just slows down. You feel terrible. And I don't wish that for anybody. Why am I sharing this with you? Because why is weight loss still such a big deal? Still one of the most, by a millions of numbers on Google, people still Google, how do I lose weight? Why do we do that? Why is the number on a scale so important to our emotions or our feelings? Now, one of the things I love about coming in the bathroom, I never stand on the scales because I don't care how much I weigh, I'm very aware that a mirror is going to tell me the truth. If you walk and it's the middle of the day and the sun's shining, if you walk into your bathroom and look in a full-length mirror with the sun shining on your body and you love what you see, does it matter what you weigh? If you love what you see in the mirror, then you stand on the scales and the scales tell you something that you're unhappy with, which one are you going to believe? I look good, I feel good, versus the number on the scale tells me that I'm a kilo overweight or 2 kilos overweight. And there's too many jokes at this house, because remember, Clement's not just an international world champion fighter, he's also has a master's degree in exercise science as a published research scientist. So we're constantly looking at research and science about the human body. And one of the funny things when people ask him about weight loss, because he's got a great sense of humor, as a scientist, he always says, well, if you want to lose weight, go and have a poo. Poo's pretty heavy. If you want to lose weight, you could chop your leg off. You'd weigh very much lighter on the scales because your biggest muscles in your body are in your legs. If you cut one leg off, you'd lose a lot of weight. But it would be debilitating. Wouldn't it be very difficult to live your life without one leg? Isn't that interesting? That if you are dehydrated, if you've got osteoporosis, if you've got a slow metabolism because you've lost muscle, and which is what would happen, by the way, if you chop your leg off, because you'd lose a lot of fluid, blood would spurt out. You're going to lose big, heavy bones because the bones in your legs are very heavy, and you're going to lose lots of muscle because the biggest muscles in your body are in your legs. So you would feel terrible. You'd be very lightweight though, but you'd feel terrible and life would be very difficult to deal with. And I don't want to make a joke of that because there are people that are missing limbs. And I always share that as a very personal story. I'm very grateful for my two arms and my two legs. I'm very grateful for my bones. I'm very grateful for my muscles. I'm very grateful for my happy, healthy brain because there are so many people in the world that don't have those things. So what I'm sharing with you, I've got the sun on my face. It's gorgeous, nice and warm in the bathroom. I'm sharing with you that could we focus on the important things in life, which are being healthy, being happy, being fit, being strong, having great people in your life, having a career or business that you love, being financially free so money's not controlling your life. Could they be better things to focus on than how much gravity is pushing or pulling me into the earth, which is what that number on the scales is telling you? Unless you're an elite athlete, you have to make weight. But I will share again that the elite athletes that do have to make weight hate having to do it. It's a horrible experience. They feel terrible. And the first thing they do after they've made weight is they go and have a big drink of water or a big drink and they eat food so they can feel good again. I would love everybody to feel good. How about you? So if you want to be healthy, fit and strong, maybe get rid of the scales and maybe look in the mirror. And if you don't like what you see in the mirror, then get fit and get strong, because when you are fit and strong, is it possible that you'll have a faster metabolism, you'll have a healthy, fit, strong brain, you'll burn up calories really fast. Life will be so much better if you're healthy, if you're fit and if you're strong. So you can sing every day like I do. I feel good. Na 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 na. I knew that I would now. Woo! Get rid of those bloody scales.